I have got Chamber Music Amarillo in the house. We have Mr. David Palmer, the artistic director at Chamber Music Amarillo, and we also snagged a cellist. We've got Anna Marie Reeder. She is a featured artist in the concert this Saturday, and she brought her cello. Welcome to you both to the program.
Thank you.
Well, we are so excited for this one. This is the three B's, and this is in this order: Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. Explain. Was it the three B's? Is there some further reasoning than this, or they're just rock stars?
This is secretly an obsession of mine to play the Brahms C minor piano quartet and the Beethoven cello sonata number 3. I was thrilled at the opportunity to bring Anna Marie here to perform it, those works with Yevgeny Svanikov and also Veselin Todorov of the Harrington Quartet. And we're going to be performing this also on the Fazioli Concert Grand. So we have a great opportunity to hear some real, you know, Germanic meaty repertoire of the classical world. And that's why I chose this program.
Germanic dramatic.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I like
excellent.
It.
Well, I saw that there was a post, and your dog had something to say about this concert on Twitter this morning.
Yes, Jackson had quite a lot to say, and we're very appreciative of Jackson. He's quickly becoming our little mascot because he spends most of his day at work with us, with Izana and me. He would like you all to come and hear this wonderful concert.
And I do think that if he's going to be your mascot, you should put him in an ascot and just show him up in a little smoking jacket for the performance. Dogs bring the draw.
There you go.
Well, this looks like a fabulous concert, and it actually concludes this season. Is that right? The 21st season?
That's right. We do have a big fundraiser after that, but as far as concerts are concerned, this will be our final concert of this season.
And the 21st season, the theme you did was the music of friends. Mm-hmm. Obviously, chamber music is very much a personal, you know, parlor mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Absolutely.
This was a really fabulous season. This is a great way to cap it off.
Yeah, a lot of fun. You know, we've had a great great concert this year, and had a great opportunity to sort of hear all kinds of different rep, not only from the classical world, but also the jazz. You know, we started in the jazz with a wonderful pianist working with some great musicians from Oklahoma City, and TK, the pianist, came from Portland, Oregon. And then, of course, one of our major highlights was doing the Concerto Extraordinaire concert with the premiere by Nathan Frimmel of the Amarillo Master Chorale. And we did the Prokofiev Second Violin Concerto with Annie Chalix-Boyle. And then more recently, just a few weeks ago, we had parlor music with Twyla Robinson and Jerome Tan. And we had to literally pry Jerome off of the Fazioli. I think he spent about 12 hours one day on it. He was so in love with the piano. It's been a great experience with our audience. And that's really what these performances are about. It's open to anyone to come and experience it. But when you're there, you really do feel like you're sort of, you know, effectively in the living room of your friends, you know, and you have a chance to hear some great music and share a great conversation and have some great food.
So. Yeah, and the Fibonacci space, just everything about that place is just steeped in history. It's steeped in the arts. It just feels like you can feel the vibes coming off the walls.
That's right. Yeah,
and Anna Marie, is this your first time playing with the Chamber Music Amarillo?
I was trying to remember that.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I think I've been here about 10 years ago.
Yeah, played with our little Amarillo Virtuosi Chamber Orchestra that we have. Yeah.
Wonderful. And you are from Houston. Tell us a little bit about what you do in Houston.
In Houston, I'm a freelance cellist, so I play with different groups around town, and I teach a lot.
So I have to jump in here because those few groups that she plays with in Houston are the Houston Symphony Orchestra as a sub, and then also recently got on full time with the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra, which is a serious gig. I mean, it is recognized the world over. So,
yeah, she made it sound like she was playing in the back of a Potbelly.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly.
I don't mind Potbellies.
Hey, I am not throwing shade on Potbellies.
Okay. But she, Anna Marie, comes from a family of seven siblings, and they all played instruments, and many of them continued on into professional careers. And her brother, Whitney, actually has been here before to conduct. He did them all in the Night Visitors when we did the partnership with the Amarillo Opera on that. And he's also a wonderful pianist and violinist. And he's in Germany, conducting opera in Germany. So it's a rich history. Both their parents are also musicians, although I think her dad figured out that it was probably better to become a heart surgeon so that they could actually afford to have everybody else be musicians. So
it's the sacrifices that we make, isn't
that's
it?
Right, that's right.
Well, this looks like a really great concert. Of course, we've got Chamber Music. Amarillo always has High Plains Public Radio do a pre-concert lecture. Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, we're going to have Rock Langston, one of our board members, as well as one of our interns. Eben Abbey is going to be helping out with that pre-concert lecture. That's going to be really fascinating to hear a little more about these three pieces. Tell me about the particular repertoire that you selected.
Well, you know, as I said at the beginning, I had kind of a selfish interest with the rep for the Beethoven and the Brahms, but you know, the theme kind of is a real sort of comparison of you know, the human condition in many respects, because you know, the Bach is a very balanced kind of work. You're doing the first suite, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're, yeah. And so you get a real sense of a fresh kind of light experience. It's very uplifting music, very kind of peaceful and reflective, you know, experience. The Beethoven is interesting because in many respects, even though it is Beethoven in the sense that, you know, it's a little bit more stentorian in its quality, has very reflective moments. And we were talking about this yesterday, but in a sense, it's sort of, you know, playing this piece is sort of like the term having an iron fist with a velvet glove when you play the instrument. So in other words, very strong technique, but very carefully approaching the keys, almost as if you're playing Mozart. And you know, Mozart's music is really, really difficult to play well. And so you sort of feel like, in a sense, at times that you're in no man's land between Beethoven and Mozart in this piece of music. So we're doing that. It has, you know, lots of contrast between darker moments, serious moments, and then very light, very pithy, kind of funny moments. And then in the Brahms, it's quite the turn into this sort of beautiful moments of romanticism that is starkly contrasted with sadness, or with a tragedy, you know, kind of a tragic component to it. And it's sort of throughout the whole piece. So, you know, as your ears listen to the piece from an emotional standpoint, it's really gripping. You know, it really grabs you throughout the whole work. It has in the chamber music repertoire probably one of the most gorgeous cello solos in the beginning of the third movement. And if Casey Kasem had been alive, then it would have been number one on the top 40 list, I'm sure, you know, without a doubt. So,
with a bullet.
Yep.
Well, that's great. I mean, it sounds like you're taking us through the entirety of the roller coaster of human emotions with this repertoire.
That's right. Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Well, it looks like you brought your cello, Anna Marie. Mm. So I'm hoping that you wouldn't mind giving us yeah, a little peek, sneak peek preview.
That's right. That's right. She's going to play a little bit of the Bach for us, and so I hope you guys enjoy this.
All right, here's Anna Marie Reeder on cello, and this is coming up this Saturday at the Chamber Music Amarillo. Don't miss the 3 B's. Thank you. a little taste of the of what you're going to hear on Saturday night at the Three B's. David and Anna Marie, thank you so much for sharing this with us. And
thank you.
I knew that song.
Yeah, yes, you did.
That sounded, right? That sounded so familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is great, and we're very excited to, as always, be a part of Chamber Music Amarillo. You work so hard, David, to bring some of the most incredible stuff to this region,
and you
really capitalize on all of the talent we actually have tucked away in the panhandle.
Thank you so much.
And Houston, and you're friends with everybody, and you lure them all here like a phishing scam.
That's right.
All right, well, thank you so much, and we're thank so you. Thrilled to hear how it goes.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Jenny.
Break a leg and a few horsehairs.
Will do.
All right. Folks, let's keep it rolling with some Kevin Galloway. Here's We Don't Have to Say a Word off the new album, The Change, on High Plains Morning.